Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Minister. Madam Vice President, distinguished delegates, and the President of the General Political Commission and of the Human Rights Commission as well. I thank you for this opportunity to share with you the efforts and the progress underway in Chad, hard on the heels of this overthrow of the constitutional order, which the ambassador has just mentioned. Our president, as you have heard, died on the battlefield, and the constitutional order was overthrown, but the authorities, the transitional authorities, immediately took things in hand to ensure stability and peace. Reaching out to those who had expressed themselves through violence, and the Doha discussions took place on that basis, achieving an agreement which made it possible for them to participate in the National Inclusive Dialogue. Now, the conclusions of the dialogue were scrupulously implemented. We immediately had a follow-up committee established under the Prime Minister, a technical commission supporting it, and an evaluation commission for the resolutions. In order to meet the expectations of our nation, immediately after the dialogue, the military council, which had taken power after the president was killed, was dissolved. There was a national cooperation framework for the political parties to provide support to the election process. The general amnesty was applied for prisoners who had been sentenced, and to ensure social cohesion and national unity, we signed an agreement in Kinshasa with, as the minister mentioned, leading to the nomination of a prime minister who had been part of those who benefited from the general amnesty and the agreement that was signed. So now Chad has entered a key phase with the adoption of its new constitution, and we are treating human rights as a priority. Beyond all of that, the government was open to the political and military groups, even those that refused to participate in the dialogue. The National Transitional Council, which is now acting as National Assembly, was open to those who returned from Doha, those who came from back from exile, and that was all part of the striving for peace, unity, and stability in our country. Trying to involve everybody, even those who did not want to participate in the dialogue. I would like now, if I may, to talk a little about ratifications. of various instruments which contribute to improving human rights. In particular, the ratification of the optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and we have also joined and ratified a number of instruments, so I'll go briefly through those. There's the Convention on the Prevention and Repression of the Crime of Genocide. There's the 1960 Convention on Combating Discrimination in Education. There's the Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. There's the Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment. There's the Optional Protocol to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. There is the Kampala Amendment to the Rome Statute on the Crime of Aggression and the Optional Protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, establishing the procedure for communications. I thank you for your attention. I'm sorry I've been a little detailed, but this does show you to what degree we have been striving and making significant progress. Thank you.